This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
New Jersey!
Yes!
New Jersey in the building.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think you look so good behind that desk.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Let me sit
up. I'm not in New Jersey, but can I just say the end of the Daily Show speed dating? Let's just settle and go permanent right now.
Well, thank you. Hang on now. We got to see what else the Daily Show brings to the table in a relationship. You just can't commit right away. Let's talk a little bit about the elephant in the room that just landed in New York City. Now, in Washington, what is your feeling right now with everything with the Trump indictment? How much do you think this indictment is going to paralyze bipartisanship on actually getting laws passed in the next year? Because Trump has a way of sucking the wind out of conversations.
Yeah, and look, in the Senate, I don't think it's going to have much effect at all. You've heard Mitch McConnell stay eerily silent. But I think this is a moment in American history that is pretty significant. Look, I believe deeply in democratic principles. I believe in the idea of the rule of law. But we've had a nation that hasn't lived up to those principles all the time. As Brian Stevenson says, who's this death penalty defender, he says, we have a criminal justice system that treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. Yeah. And so for me, this is one of those tough moments. Donald Trump has flaunted the rule of law for a significant amount of his career and did it in a bullying way, whether it was lock her up or even the exonerated five, the Central Park Five, even after they were exonerated, failing to acknowledge that it was a travesty of justice. So I think that the Senate is going to be fine. There are going to be people trying to find compromise, get things done. But I do think this is one of those moments where there's a 34-count indictment that we have to wait and see what's in it. I think that there's a lot of rushing to assume partisan positions in this. As a guy who believes in democracy, believes in the rule of law, believes in due process, let's see what happens.
Okay, so then to that point of everybody rushing to choose a side, if that's what Republicans are saying publicly, this is ridiculous, and you can't charge a man.
Before they've even seen the 34-count indictment.
What are they saying behind closed doors? Is there a cafeteria in the Senate? Do y'all have a... What are they saying in the cafeteria? Like, man, you see that bullshit with the book?
Look, you forget this, but Trump has been on trial twice in the Senate, and he has had Republicans and Democrats, both parties, people from both parties voted to convict him. We didn't have enough to meet the threshold for conviction. But there are a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle that think that this is a guy who has caused so much damage to our political system. He's really shaken the foundations of our democracy, ideas about our democracy that we've taken for granted over the years. He has really threatened. Who would have thought that you'd be sitting there at your workplace and you'd be overrun by people storming the Capitol, waving the Confederate flag, having T-shirts, celebrating the Holocaust.
Viking hats.
Yeah, and not to mention Viking hats and more. So this is This is a guy who has truly strained the very democracy of our nation. And we hope to hold him accountable for that. He's under investigation in multiple jurisdictions. This is a long thing to play out. I'm just one of these folks that came to Washington to focus on criminal justice reform. Because we have this nation where we still have people, you know, look, one out of every three incarcerated women on the planet Earth are in the United States of America. Right. We incarcerate people at levels here that are outrageous. So he to me, is not my central focus. I'm not going to let him tear me away from the important work we need to do in Washington right now.
Okay. Love that. So... with some of that important work, let's talk a little bit about police reform. Now, your friend, our friend, Senator Tim Scott, you know, all black people know each other. I know him. I don't know him, but they don't know that I don't know him. He had a police reform bill that he was trying to get passed, and it had a lot of the right things in it about more body cameras, less chokeholds, more regulations. The Democrats filibustered the bill. In a time where you need some level of meeting in the middle, and it feels like that police reform bill that Tim Scott was trying to put together was an attempt at meeting in the middle, can we really show the American people in this election cycle that nothing is better than something?
Yeah, so look, my experience in Washington has been getting big bills done, some of them with Tim Scott, whether it's criminal justice reform. We passed the First Step Act under Trump. We did another bill that has created billions of dollars of investment in low-income areas. Tim and I wrote it together called Opportunity Zones. Heck, even things that people don't think about, like why is sickle cell anemia, a disease that disproportionately affects African Americans, underfunded relative to other disorders?
The research for it, yeah.
Yeah, that other disorders that affect less people. So Tim and I have a good track record. We have not found the common ground necessary to get a bill introduced. We're still working on it. We still are having dialogue. Literally as soon as most recent as last week, to try to find a way, because we both agree. And Tim has told compelling stories on the Senate floor about what it's like growing up as a black man in America and having that disproportionate treatment. There's some foundation to work together. He and I have we're on different sides of the aisle, but we have a friendship, and I'm hoping we can get something done.
Last thing, you're a big advocate about nutrition and health, and you be eating right. I know they said you was in Whole Foods. You was in the produce department for 40 minutes. Now, I don't know how much detail you looking at each orange before you put it in the cart. But when we talk about food and health and the way that we have food deserts in minority communities, talk to me a little bit about the Farm Bill and also why the McDonald's shake machine is always broken. Whichever one you have time for.
One of the biggest crises we don't talk about is why is there such a demand for healthcare in this country? We have a nation that one out of every three government dollars about is being spent on healthcare. And the majority of that, 70-80%, is for preventable diseases. The majority of that is diet-related diseases. And in our Farm Bill, which should have some relation to what we should be eating, only about 7-10% of our subsidies go to the things that nutritionists tell us to eat the most of. So kids can walk up into a bodega or to a corner grocery store and find a Twinkie product cheaper than an apple, not because it's the true cost, but because we subsidize everything in the Twinkie or the Happy Meal and not enough stuff, fruits and vegetables. So you walk to another store, you find a bucket of salad costs $15, but you can go down the street and get a dollar meal. So we've got to stop subsidizing so much of the empty, a nutrition, hyper-processed, sugar-filled foods that get so much of our subsidies and not enough of the best. This Farm Bill should reflect what Americans should be eating by expanding access to fresh, healthy foods that families want.
Well, Senator, I wish you luck in trying to get a bill passed this year while that asshole takes up all the media cycle. Thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
I'm grateful for you more than you know, man. It's just good to see you.
Senator Cory Booker, everybody.
Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.